Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts on behalf of the Emergency Operations Center with your Wednesday COVID update for August 26th. The total number of Wrangell cases to date are 16. We currently have one active case that is in isolation. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 5,719 cases to date. That's an increase of 472 cases from last week. To date, 211 people have required hospitalization, and that includes 23 new hospitalizations over the last week. To date, 37 people have died. Five of those deaths have occurred over the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. There is a local volunteer group named Wrangell Quarantines that is formed to provide support to those of you in quarantine. Some of the services they are providing include delivering care packages and running errands. They can be reached at 874-3675 or by cell at 660-7790. You can also message them on their Facebook page, Wrangell Quarantines. Thank you to this group of volunteers for finding a way to make the quarantine stay a little easier. Masks are available at public buildings around town. The library has masks in children's and adult sizes. They can be reached at 874-3535. The fire hall also has masks available and can be reached at 874-3223. Local businesses are also selling masks in a variety of sizes and styles. Community testing continues to be offered on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3 at the clinic parking lot. This is free testing for individuals who do not have any symptoms. You can attend as many weekends as you want. If you have symptoms, please call the clinic at 874-4700. It was great to hear that there's been a slight increase in the number of folks showing up at the weekend clinics, and also that the turnaround time for tests is averaging about 3 days from the time the test is received at the lab. COVID is going to be with us for some time. The strategy moving forward is to focus on a box-it-in strategy, and that strategy consists of testing widely, isolating infected individuals, finding their close contacts, and getting all close contacts into quarantine. We can all be a part of this strategy by getting tested, developing a family isolation plan, and keeping our number of close contacts small. By doing these things in conjunction with our everyday personal mitigation measures, like wearing a mask in public places, keeping our hands clean, and staying home when we're sick, we can help to prevent the spread of COVID. Until next week, be kind and stay safe.